MSU students are preparing to leave campus for the summer and will undoubtedly leave behind a lot of odds and ends as they clear out their dorm rooms. This leftover stuff usually heads to the landfill, but this year MSU's Sustainability Committee has a better option. Students can donate their unwanted extras to Goodwill. Holly Niehoff is chair of the university's Sustainability and Recycling Committee. She calls the campaign Chuck It for Charity.
We came up with the slogan while I was working with Goodwill on a plan to start incorporating more of what gets thrown away at the end of semester into something more useful as donations for people that are low income that shop at Goodwill. And also, Goodwill provides jobs and job training for those that have disabilities or problems getting a job.
Niehoff says the more students donate, the more job creation they're supporting, and there's no limit to what they can give.
Basically, when students move out, they can donate shoes, clothing, household items like microwaves or, you know, teapots or whatever they have, lamps, books or school supplies, music, movies, backpacks, purses, and just miscellaneous household goods.
She says the donation process will be made easy by Goodwill of Kentucky. They're providing bins to be placed in every residence hall on campus except for West Manan, Thompson, Fields, and Nunn. Niehoff adds that students living there can just use another hall's bins.
The good thing about working with Goodwill is they're actually going to bring the bins to each of the residence halls that we're going to set this up in. And then if those bins get full, the residence hall will call me, let me know, I will call them, and they will send a truck and bring a fresh empty one and change it out. Where before, I think things were just being dumped in the lobby and ended up in the dumpster most of the time.
Niehoff says it should be just as easy for students to dump their miscellanea in the donation bins as it is for them to throw it away. She says that first option will not only keep their stuff from being wasted, but provide help for those in need.
Well, we just hope that by doing this that, you know, we reduce a lot of the waste that goes into the landfill every year when students move out, and we at the same time provide a good way to give back to the community here and provide, you know, job training and jobs and things like that, make it a positive thing.
Reporting for Morehead State Public Radio, I'm Arlo Barnett.